Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. After almost 4 days on strike, a tentative agreement has been reached between the New York State Nurses Association and two of New York City's largest hospitals. At 3:30 this morning, the Mount Sinai Health System tweeted, "The strike is over," end quote. President Biden's aides have discovered more top-secret documents in his possession. The report does not say where or when the new documents were discovered. The newly discovered top-secret documents are separate from the private office connected to a University of Pennsylvania think tank that Biden had in Washington, D.C., where the first batch of classified information was discovered. Blues rock innovator and two-time Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee Jeff Beck, who revolutionized how the guitar is played, died Tuesday. He was 78 years old. If you were affected by Wednesday's FAA systems failure that caused flights to be grounded for a few hours early in the morning, what do you do now? Rich Johnson has the details.
First thing, if your flight is canceled, get your money.
If you are delayed or canceled, especially if you're canceled, you're owed a full refund. Never take a voucher.
The Points Guy founder, Tom Kelly, says the airline may try to offer you a voucher, but you have the right to every penny you paid for that ticket. But there's a possible glitch in that plan. If the outage is classified as force majeure, out of the airline's control, it may decide not to offer a full refund. So if your airline does say no,
you file a DOT complaint. They have a legal responsibility to respond, and they respond quickly and do the right thing.
I'm Richard Johnson.
Northern California was battered again Wednesday as heavy rain and snow continued. A series of storms since Christmas has brought much-needed moisture to California, but with it comes a $31 to $34 billion price tag from the damage and lost economic output. Storms are expected to continue in the Golden State through January 18th. This is USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Air travel was disrupted by an FAA systems failure on Wednesday.
A computer error is being blamed for an FAA system outage Wednesday morning that left a lot of air traffic on the tarmac. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says there's no indication, though, it was a cyber attack, yet he has yet to rule it out.
As you might imagine, a critical system like this has a lot of redundancy built into it with backups. So we need to understand why, with all of that redundancy, it still rose to the level that there had to be a ground stop lasting about an hour and a half.
Buttigieg also said the system is periodically updated and upgraded, although he wonders if the system is efficient enough moving forward. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
The man accused in the fatal stabbings of 4 University of Idaho students is expected to appear in court today. 28-year-old Brian Koberger, the Washington State University graduate student, is charged in the case and has yet to enter a plea and is awaiting to learn whether prosecutors will pursue the death penalty. Thursday's hearing is a status conference, basically dealing with dates. State officials in Montana want to require prior authorization before its health department pays for abortions for people covered by Medicaid, a proposal critics say would reduce access or delay or even prevent abortion care for low-income women in the state. For more information, visit us online at usamediagroup.com. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Bill Martinez.
What's that sound? 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. Great to have you along with us sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you want to check out BillMartinezShow.com. Joshua Philip is back. Philip is back with us, an award-winning investigative reporter with the Epic Times, host of Epic TV's Crossroads program, recognized expert on unrestricted warfare, asymmetrical hybrid warfare, subversion, and historical perspectives on today's issues. Joshua, good to have you back with us. How are you?
Great being here. Always a pleasure.
Well, I wanted to review. Epic has done such a great job on your documentary series. And maybe before we get and review the year of documentaries that Epic has presented, tell us the foundation of why Epic Times decided to produce these documentaries.
Well, so I've done several documentaries over the years. And it was more just an idea, I think, of kind of what journalism is maybe the best way to put it. I'll give a brief rundown. So the first one I did was investigating the origins of the Wuhan coronavirus, which was at the very beginning of the pandemic, when people were still calling COVID-19 the China virus, and before we even had the name COVID-19. We began looking into, where the virus came from. And, of course, the interest was immediately, well, was it the Huanan seafood market, the wet market, as they were saying, or was it one of these Chinese laboratories? That documentary we did showed really significant evidence that it was not from the Huanan seafood market and very, very likely came from one of the laboratories. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, I've done others since then. But, the idea when we first started these was how do you do something deep enough and in-depth enough to cut through all the noise and show what is true and what's not true and do so in a long enough fashion to do it? At that point, you end up with two options, basically, to do something that in-depth. You can either write a book or, make a full, huge special edition in the newspaper, or you can do a documentary. And because I don't really know how much people read books these days. You're not gonna. I mean, maybe I could write a book with that, and I can go around and do interviews with media. But I didn't trust the media establishment to give me airtime. Thank you for giving me airtime. But I didn't trust the media establishment to give me the kind of airtime to really get that story out. Mm-hmm. And so we decided that, we should probably make a documentary. And that was how the whole thing started. The rest is history. That one got about 150 million views before Facebook censored it. And, we got fact checked and so on, even though, again, by now, everything we said has since then been shown to be true.
Mm-hmm. Well, this confirmed your investigatory and investigative instincts. This was something needed in the marketplace because the fact of the matter is there had been a blatant abandonment and rejection of truth, sadly, by the mainstream media that is protected by the First Amendment of our Constitution.
Oh, absolutely. And I think what you're seeing with the media, I'll be honest, I've been a journalist since 2006, and I've been aware of some of these problems. back in the day, you know, I often ran the situation where, you know, as a journalist, when I do a follow-up article, when a story's going around, you want to fact-check it and you want to see if it's true. Mm-hmm. I'd go into the documents, I'd go to the original sources, and more often than not, I would find that what other media were reporting, like New York Times and Washington Post and stuff, was not really true. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I initially thought it was just lazy journalism. I thought it was just, or, you know, the bias of individual journalists. It didn't occur to me until much later, maybe even up to the point when Trump was president, that this was more of a concerted effort, that this was like actually policy in some ways, that they were lying to the American public. And even beyond that now, I think we're seeing that there's possibly even like federal government involvement with some misleading elements. I think the Twitter files being released now are showing some pieces of that to the public.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is the kind of stuff that we suspected, that you and I early on, you were very careful. We were saying this is what we're getting in terms of the reports and information, whether it had to do with Wuhan and the COVID origination, how they went about with the treatments of COVID, and they continue to do so. We were all labeled as conspiratists and, and domestic terrorists and that because we were committed to pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. And as you know, in the pursuit of truth, sometimes you come at it from different angles, and you follow the smoke, and sometimes it gets you to the fire, and sometimes people are blocking to where you can't see. I mean, you can see the smoke, you see the results of it, but you can't quite get to the fire. And this is the frustration that we have right now in America, and I believe why American citizens are hungry for the truth, because all this stuff is coming up, Joshua, as you know. I mean, we had it more right than wrong.
Yeah, I think we had it mostly right.
Yeah, right. Well, I'm giving them the benefit of the doubts, but you're exactly right. Yes, I want to say about maybe 98%. You're right. Okay, so yes, that's more than mostly right. And but here we are. We're the daring individuals who are willing to put our necks out there for the sake of liberty, because that's what a free America is all about.
And fully agreed. You know, actually, I think what we're seeing right now is an interesting outgrowth from something I believe that the people maybe initially who had bad intentions were trying to do. If you remember back in like 2009 or 2010, or maybe it's 2010 or 2011, Hillary Clinton, when she was Secretary of State under the Obama administration, actually announced what they called it Statecraft 2.0. Mm-hmm. And it was when, under the Obama administration, they were talking about using citizen journalism and,
yes,
social media, including Twitter, as a way to actually do like color revolutions. Mm-hmm. And that was during the Arab Spring and so on. It's interesting, they've actually since deleted I went and looked recently, a couple weeks ago. They went and deleted those pages in the State Department website. They're trying to like erase the history of what it looks like.
Right.
But, you can still find archives of it. Mm-hmm. The interesting thing is it started creating different bodies to manage those types of operations, which is, I think, I wanted to investigate that a bit more myself. But, beside the point of that,
right,
what they did at the time was started essentially a type of citizen journalism. Mm-hmm. And they were encouraging people to kind of get informed and start their YouTube channels and become online influencers. And that ended up, I think, against maybe what their initial interest was, that ended up leading to Trump becoming president.
Exactly.
Trump was credited with winning his presidency in 2016 because they did really good social media campaigns, and then, of course, data on voters and so on from Twitter and Facebook, which was, again, that was a controversy at the time, but that was one of the ways they did it. Mm-hmm. And then at the time as well, you also had YouTube influencers and online influencers, almost all of whom were, mostly conservatives, the big names, and many of whom had more reach than most of the mainstream media.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And I think that kind of started an interesting, and of course, after Trump became president, they looked at the platform of all those people. But that started an interesting public awakening, I think, mm-hmm. where the average person began having kind of their own personal stake and their ability to investigate information, to look into news stories, to find different sources.
Exactly. Joshua, we got to take a quick break. Let's pick it up on the other side. More from Joshua after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. There are bearded men all over the world, but there's a distinction between many of those bearded men and the ones participating in the Tide Ministry's Year Beard Challenge. That distinction is in the heart. Christian men putting down their razors and growing a noteworthy beard is an excellent way to start a conversation, opening the door to share about your own faith in Christ as well as what the Tide Ministry is doing around the world. Our goal is to see many more hearts changed through an encounter with Jesus, and the sponsorship raised by the Tide Yearbeard Men makes it possible for more people to have their hearts transformed as they hear about Jesus in their own language. To learn how you or someone you know can use their beard to make an eternal impact by helping to share the good news of Christ with people in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Welcome Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Joshua Phillip is with us with Epic Times, award-winning investigative reporter. And we're reviewing, well, right now we're kind of catching up in a general context, kind of a 35,000 overview of where we are right now in journalism and its influences. And Joshua, right before the break, we were talking about these influencers. And I've always maintained that if you listen to what, you know, what these politicians are saying, they will self-indict. Whether it's Lois Lerner, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, they really tell you the truth. You just have to be listening. And, of course, their handlers afterwards, especially with Joe Biden, boy, they work overtime, you know, to cover up what, you know, what comes out of the abundance of their heart, which is the truth oftentimes that just creeps out surprisingly and shockingly to the deep state members.
Yeah, well, you know, we were saying that before the online social media, I think the establishment had a monopoly on information. And I think they didn't fully calculate, you know, if we believe that this is a kind of a broader, you know, conspiracy, so to speak, of individuals working, you know, colluding with each other to carry out operations like this, which I think at this point it's actually fair to say that is the case to some extent. But, you know, the establishment had a monopoly on information. And it was very hard for any outsider to get into that. I think talk radio is probably the only exception to that because it's just by nature more decentralized. But when it came to TV, when it came to newspapers, if you could control the TV, you know, just the head companies that run the TV channel, which is only a handful of them.
Right.
If you control those, you control TV. If you control the, you know, the handful of news outlets and you can buy them, as many people have, you control basically the information people are exposed to. And if you create kind of a central system, at least politically interested or business interested, you know, I think we're at a point now where about five or six corporations run about, you know, 90% of the media.
Mm-hmm.
Then you control information. You control public awareness and you control what people, even if people try to verify something, you can largely control what they can possibly be exposed to.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
That was the situation we were in.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you know, talk radio was the exception to that. But, but
they're doing everything they can to squelch that, though, Joshua. They're, trust me, I mean, since the 2020 elections, I mean, they've gone after our advertisers. We're down over 70% in our revenue, you know, for this radio show. And by the grace of God, we're still able to continue to pursue the truth and put the message out there. And it's been a bit of a challenge. So they're doing everything they can to tighten the screws because that's the way the left works. Whether you're pursuing the truth about climate change, well, you've got the powers of the bureaucracy that control taxpayers' money to do research, and they've already declared what the outcome of that research is going to be. If you don't comport with that outcome, no more research dollars for you. And you're lucky if that's all it is. They will do even worse, like they're trying to do to these doctors, particularly in California, where they've got these medical tribunals going on, where, you know, these bureaucrats are investigating these doctors who were guilty of keeping people out of hospitals, off a ventilator, off remdesivir, and surviving. And now shame on them and their license is being threatened. That is the oppressive, tyrannical bureaucracy and government in which we're exposed to these days.
I fully agree, but I think there's two sides to it, which is I think we're in an interesting state right now, and I kind of coined my own term for this.
Mm-hmm.
I call it a lame duck dictatorship.
Okay.
And let me explain that.
Okay.
I think the powers that be have basically realized that they can control everything. They can control the radio waves to an extent, the advertisers you mentioned. They can control the television. They can largely control the newspapers. They can censor the internet. They can kick people like me off YouTube and, right, you know, whatever else. I got a retroactive strike recently for
a retroactive strike.
For something that doesn't even violate the rules, or for questioning the COVID vaccine.
Right, exactly.
You know, so I can't post there currently.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they're finding that they can, you know, they can go after doctors. They
oh
can,
yeah.
They can censor everything. Mm-hmm. And despite that, they can't hold things together. Despite that, a lot of people see right through it. Mm-hmm. Despite all the controls they have on information, there are still people who are able to see through it. And I think I would say probably the majority of the country.
Exactly.
At this point.
Well, because go ahead.
I was just saying that to me says that they can control everything, and they're realizing that does not mean they actually control the people.
Mm-hmm. No, there's just too many people. I mean, think about it. The cumulative intelligence of 340 million people, I think a lot better than Dr. Fauci, who's proven time and again that he's been wrong. And the American people who believed in natural immunity, that didn't take the jab, that are not suddenly, you know, falling over dead, are glad that they didn't participate. But again, this is an individual choice. I respect that because I mean, I can just tell you by personal experience. It's been 2 years since I got COVID, and I didn't catch it again. I've relied on my natural immunity. I protect myself. I, you know, take the prescribed, natural supplements and that my doctor's recommended, and it's kept me out of trouble. And my natural immunity now is almost 2 years and strong and still robust. Dr. Fauci said at one point, poo-poo on natural immunity, I'll maybe give you 2 or 3 months worth of cover. Well, you know, I guess maybe I'm just that rare anomaly, but more and more people that I'm speaking with, and of course the science is starting to prove this out, that natural immunity is as robust as ever and something that should not be ignored.
Yeah, and you and me both, but I think folks like you and I also, we've been watching and studying the information ourselves and also informing our audiences about it, but you know, some of the original documents were saying that natural immunity is more robust and more reliable.
Exactly.
And, you know, I think what we're in right now, aside from this whole, you know, them trying to essentially control every outlet of information and not really, even despite the efforts they're putting in not being able to fully control it, you're still broadcast. You're still standing despite all the attacks on you. I'm still standing despite all the attacks on me. And frankly, I feel stronger than ever. Yeah. But I think there's also a certain level of like pride with a lot of these individuals that it's very hard for them to admit that, you know, you're a PhD guy who, you know, is led a very successful life and went and got the vaccine. And no offense to people who did, of course.
Yes, right.
You know, but I think there are some people with a bit of hubris, right? Who, you know, did follow the narratives and did listen to the experts and did listen to the Fauci's and the World Health Organization, something like that, right? They went through the whole thing.
Right.
And, you know, and the plumber neighbor down the street wearing his trucker MAGA hat, you know, didn't and was, you know, yelling out, you know, what you doing that for? And it turns out the trucker MAGA hat guy who works as a plumber was right and they were wrong. And it's very hard for them to admit that, that you know, they're realizing the people who I think they don't respect, the people who, you know, your latte liberals and your ivory tower academics that you know what they call flyover country is actually a lot smarter than they give them credit for, and they don't like that because their whole hold on power is basically being like the intellectuals, you know,
right.
that for them is their pride, and they're finding that is now being crushed basically.
Exactly. Well, fear can render you stupid. Or as Jordan Peterson says, you can become so ideologically fixed that you render yourself stupid. In either case, you know, we're a lot smarter than this. But we allow ourselves to be dumbed down when we follow the wrong leaders.
Absolutely. Yeah.
We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Joshua Phillips. Stay with us.
Yeah. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA News Update. Oklahoma plans to execute a man this morning who was convicted of killing an older couple and committing other crimes before authorities nabbed him in Texas 20 years ago. 62-year-old Scott James Eisenberg is scheduled to receive a lethal injection at the Oklahoma State Penitentiary in McAllister at 10:30 a.m. local time. Department of Homeland Security has responded to a Republican congressman's efforts to impeach DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas for high crimes and misdemeanors and violating his constitutional oath of office. The reply stated, "Congress can do better." End quote. California is getting much-needed rain, but at a cost. Tens of billions of dollars in lost productivity and widespread damage is being reported. The death toll from California's stream of storm systems went up 18 Wednesday. Lance Pry, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
America. Joshua Phillip continues with us. He is the award-winning investigative reporter with the Epoch Times. Joshua, I appreciate the time and that we're able to, you know, summarize and talk in a general sense as to what you've been reporting on. But let's review what happened in 2022, starting with the real story of January 6th that you had presented.
Yeah, so, you know, much like I did my investigation into COVID-19, pretty much January 6th was being framed by a lot of the media as an insurrection. Well, it still is to some extent.
Right.
You have judges in court saying five people were killed. You have elected officials telling people the protesters killed five people. Some say they killed six people.
Mm-hmm.
They're framing it as an attempted coup. They're framing it as an insurrection. They're framing it as Trump basically directing his supporters to try to kill members of Congress and put a noose up and hang Mike Pence, you know, out in the yard. Like that's the narrative people are being fed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, myself as a journalist, and, you know, at the times we get a lot of, we've gotten a lot of videos, we've gotten a lot of evidence. The information I'm seeing is a completely different story.
Right.
And the information I'm seeing is basically that, no, four people died that day. Ashley Babbitt was shot and killed by Officer Byrd.
Mm-hmm.
Roseanne Boylan was killed in the tunnel entrance, very likely through unjustified use of force by the Capitol Police, or by the D.C. Metro.
Right.
They deployed tear gas, which sucked the oxygen out, and then she was trampled. And while the crowd is begging them to rescue her, they beat the crowd and then beat her unconscious body. And the other two individuals who died died of heart complications, notably after being struck in close proximity by concussion bombs thrown by Capitol Police.
Mm-hmm. And what they did, and you revealed in the documentary with an expert on crowd control, how they violated the basic principles of the utilization of, these instruments to control the crowd. If anything, they did just the opposite. I mean, these are supposedly trained officers. I mean, we had a situation where an officer had his knee on George Floyd, and look what happened. In terms of, they call it a murder. They didn't want to consider anything other than what the narrative, which was being pushed by the mainstream media. They wanted, they wanted a white man's skin, and they got it.
Yeah, well, and absolutely, I think that's what we talked about with the use of force expert in that. But even more than that. The whole picture, we can talk about individual incidents and unjustified use of force, but taken as a whole, what does it show you? And that's what the documentary really tried to do, was look at the whole picture. And I should note, we do not write off that there were people on the Trump side who were also violent. There was some of that.
Mm-hmm.
But the question is, does the use of force justify was the use of force justified based on that? And basically the scale of violence that Trump said in no way justified it.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that,
mm-hmm.
but that could constitute one, entrapment, which would mean that the whole thing should be thrown out. Mm-hmm. But number two, the people who were the main instigators, and a lot of the footage people are being shown on, the NBCs of the world and so on, and the New York Times keeps showing people photos of, those main incidents, the people who did that stuff are mostly not being charged or prosecuted. You had 100 plus, main instigators who the FBI has no interest in for some reason. And we bring attention to that. Notably, those people who did the worst things did that while Trump was still speaking at the Ellipse, meaning they were not instigated by Trump. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, you had Nancy Pelosi's son-in-law hanging out with these people with a camera crew.
Yeah.
Like, there was weird stuff that happened that day, and the narrative is just completely being falsified, and it's terrible what's happened. So the documentary set out to show basically this.
And sadly, the Gen 6 committee is getting us no closer to the truth.
They're getting us much further from it, I'd say.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah.
And, names like Ray Epps still are bouncing around. There's others, FBI informants that have participated, as you say, Nancy Pelosi's son. All this stuff is all very suspicious, but they're not interested in the truth. They're interested in pursuing and, furthering the narrative that they wanted to push out there, and that is that Donald Trump should never, ever see the inside of the Oval Office ever again.
Which ties into the broad picture we've been getting at, which is also something I think the American people are becoming more aware of, is that whether it's the vaccine mandates, whether it's the lockdowns, whether it's Twitter censorship, whether it's January 6th, we can all see there's a political motive behind it. And we start to wonder, is the censorship and the January 6th political prisoners, is this really about crimes? Or is this about politics? Is this really just about them essentially abusing us and stripping our rights because they're worried they're losing power and they're desperate trying to hold on to it? I think that's the big suspicion. And frankly, all the evidence is suggesting that, frankly, what we suspect is, in fact, the case.
Mm-hmm. There's a report that the January 6th committee might be looking into releasing its interim report. And, it's curious, Nancy Pelosi, the Democrats, don't do anything without any kind of calculation.
Well, I think absolutely. And with the January 6th committee, they've already made it pretty – I'll go into a couple points. But first of all, they've already made it pretty clear that this is about politics for them. They repeatedly suggested that how they want to use it politically. They've said the quiet part out loud with that, and there's no denying it.
Mm-hmm.
The other point is they themselves have actually falsified a lot of evidence. They themselves have, for example, doctored footage, which, having the actual footage myself, I can see it. Mm-hmm. You know, they remove key information. They didn't talk about the four people that died. They didn't name Roseanne Boylan. They didn't talk about Ashley Babbitt. They didn't really talk about the context of things. And by removing the context and removing key, I mean, for example, even showing police officers using what would be unjustified use of force. Or, for example, there was one case, I'll give you one clear example of this, where they tried making a guy look like he was assaulting an officer, but they removed the audio. And the audio, if you listen to it, you would hear the guy asking the officer how he could help him. They basically, if you look at the full video, they fall down together. The guy lands on top of the officer, and the guy is telling the officer, and you can hear it in the audio, you know, I'm with you, not the exact words, I'm with you, you know, let me help you up. And that's what he's saying. If you remove the audio and you cut the video and you make it look like he's attacking the guy, I think that's deceptive editing, and it's altering evidence in a way that should be criminal, which is what the Basics Committee has been doing.
Yeah, I mean, again, with all this stuff that's been going on, I mean, this is shades and memories of, you know, what we were told about 9/11, right? And how they utilized the video, it was a bit of sleight of hand in a sense. You know, there was something to be accomplished, and there needed to be a narrative that they wanted to put out there. Benghazi, the same thing. I mean, time and again, when the government's in charge of the narrative, you know, we are left scratching our heads and incredulous over, you know, the faux reporting that's quite obvious.
Absolutely. Although I will say again that I think public awareness is rising to a point where they can no longer fully hold it down.
Exactly.
And I think especially with, you know, Elon Musk buying Twitter, and even before that, frankly, just I think the awakening of the American people, it's a phenomenon that is upsetting their ability to, I think, deceive us. Mm-hmm. That, you know, despite everything that they control, despite the establishment controlling the papers and the TV channels and so on, despite the censorship policies, despite all the, you know, I mean, you can look at COVID, for example, where the World Health Organization was basically making policies for the world, and every social network was censoring in line with them, and the media was censoring in line with them, and governments were censoring in line with them, and people still saw through it.
Exactly.
I think that the awakening can no longer be held down.
I would agree 100%. Got to go to quick break. More from Joshua Phillip after this. Stay with us.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Every one of us invests in what matters to us, yes? From subscriptions to Netflix or iTunes to a protein shake or new shoes, they bring a sense of joy and value to our lives. It's also important that we have a country to save and the next generation to protect. Bill Martinez Live has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. Advertisers who have traditionally supported this show have been compelled to not advertise. As a result, we're turning to you, our faithful audience. Would you partner with Bill Martinez Live this coming year? While the culture and ruling elites are dumbing us down, it's the mission of Bill Martinez Live to provoke and challenge all of us to think, live, and be more intelligent. In turn, that arms us with the ability to easily engage others in intelligent, reasoned debate. Your one-time gift of $100 underwrites a half hour of BML Live. A $200 gift, an hour. 24 hours of BML Live would be a $2,400 gift. Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in at $100 per month. What's your best gift in helping Bill influence the next generation with logic, reason, and a love for our country? Your gift of any size matters. Visit BillMartinezShow.com to gift. And thank you, BillMartinezShow.com.
Bankrate.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
We're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. A conversation with Joshua Phillip continues, the award-winning investigative reporter with the Epic Times and host of Epic TV's Crossroads program. Joshua, the documentaries that you produced this year were such an important part of a narrative, a reporting rather than a narrative, that was so needed for the American people to hear, because it gave you time to really do a deep down discovery and investigation on these different topics, particularly what was going on at the border. You did and were able to produce this documentary to explain to your readers and the audience, you know, what's happening at our border and who's possibly controlling it, right?
Yeah, so I did this documentary, special feature, really, called The Border Deception. It was actually interesting because what I found during that investigation was not what I thought I'd find. If you watch the documentary, you can see that in the beginning of it, you know, I'm kind of trying to figure out what's behind the border crisis.
Right.
My initial belief, which is what I actually went into Mexico, I went on the U.S. side, I toured the border. I was anticipating that I'd find the cartels running the whole thing. I thought I'd go there and I'd see the Mexican cartels basically doing human trafficking operations, and that would be the story.
Mm-hmm.
In some areas, like where we were at in Acuna, the cartel is not really there. Although technically they've become the elected officials, they're technically the government in Acuna.
Yeah.
But you don't have them doing the Disneyland rides and giving people wristbands, you know, the lines essentially into the United States, giving people wristbands and so on, which you find in some other parts. What I found with that investigation was not that the cartels were basically running it, but instead the United Nations is running it. And this shocked me because it's the story that we've not been told. The border crisis, for the most part, is being operated by the United Nations under the Organization for International Migration, OIM. They give people $40,000 interest-free travel loans. They traffic them all through Latin America, all the way down to the Darien Gap, all the way up to the U.S.-Mexico border. When they get there, they work with NGOs, non-governmental organizations, who they then work through to traffic them to all parts of the United States. And the money for this is coming mainly from the State Department. Your taxpayer dollars and my taxpayer dollars are financing this operation.
Unbelievable. You know, for so often, and I guess this is why the government was happy to hear the responses, you know, of blaming, you know, Republicans or blaming the Chamber of Commerce or small business. You know, that's all, a shill for, you know, what's behind the curtain. And the Wizard of Oz is Joe Biden, the administration, right?
That's the unfortunate reality. And it's the one that I was personally shocked to find. I did not anticipate that would be what I found. But if you watch the documentary, you can see me like looking surprised. Like
right.
I was literally discovering this as I was investigating. So you know, it blew my mind. And I mean, the real crazy part is they say it on their website. They don't technically try to hide it. They won't announce it. But unless you go and research it and you know what to look for, you're not going to find it.
Well, and this explains why Mayorkas and this administration continues to, posture the way they have been doing. I mean, it's like everything. It's on a need-to-know basis. And as far as they're concerned, the taxpayers do not need to know what's going on. And here, you know, they report on, you know, the cartels like you're saying. I mean, so basically the cartels that last year garnered something like $13 billion of revenue. Thank you very much, Joe Biden. They've done so in a passive sort of way. They've just kind of, hey, the wave has taken off and they're just getting in front of it and taking advantage of what's been created by the United Nations and our own State Department. This is amazing.
Well, you know, human trafficking has become big business. That's the unfortunate reality, and that big business was unfortunately created by these bad policies.
Modern day slavery, as we continue to still, you know, debate systemic racism and everything else has been going on and creating an undivided United States of America, an un-United States, and here they are creating a new venue of modern day slavery by promoting this invasion into the country, and people are, you know, we're just confounded by this, and you can't help but feel for those families. And I'm sure you had an opportunity to speak with those families there at the border. I mean, they're on the front line.
I did. So in the documentary, you can see that there's a handful of individuals who I'm following, and they won't speak to us. I was on the Mexico side.
Yeah.
They throw into a bush a handful of papers, which we retrieve, and we find that they're airplane tickets. And that, you know, it's shocking when you're on the Mexico side, all over the ground, just covering the ground, are passports, driver's licenses, ID cards. Cash cards, because the OIM gives them these like prepaid cards, which they can use like certain locations. They pay them. They give them money.
Wow.
It's shocking. They give them money. They have cards they can use for food and stuff. The individuals I did speak with were actually interesting. I didn't include the video because I just had some camera problems, but. I ran into a Cuban family. I mean, they were dressed better than I was. You know, these were not people who looked like they were in dire straits. But I can tell you, actually, it kind of inspired me a little bit, because these were hardcore anti-communist, very good people who seemed to really appreciate America. And that gave me some hope. But I've been shocked to find that the Biden administration seems now like they're going to start deporting Cubans, which... They announced that soon after the midterms, and I assume part of that in retaliation of the fact that Cubans probably flipped Florida. But, you know, we'll see.
Well, you know, I've said for a long time, Joshua, that, you know, the kids usually go to Florida, Miami Beach, southern Florida for spring break. What they ought to do is forget about the beaches, and the best semester dollars that their parents could invest in is to send them on buses down to Cayo Ocho in Miami and to get a real lesson, a real civics lesson, you know, from the Cubans who have emigrated, that can tell you what happens when Marxism and communism comes into your country. I think that would be a better investment than these kids just running around, you know, getting all drugged up and, you know, being half-dressed. Maybe this might be of some value, you know, for them and for, you know, for America.
Fully agreed. And They'll get some good food while they're there.
I was going to say more. Hey, even more so. Yeah, exactly. I mean, hey, I'll tell you, the food there on Cayo Ocho is, it is phenomenal. So, yeah, good food. In fact, maybe we ought to make a deal, Joshua, when they go down there. We'll go down with them.
That sounds like a great plan to me. I love the Cuban communities there, actually.
Yeah.
I did some reporting with the Bay of Pigs survivors. Mm. They have a facility down there. I mean, they're incredible people. And, you know, the important part to remember is, you know, Cuba was a beautiful place. I mean, it's beautiful in some ways still, but under terrible tyranny. But, you know, they were like the Paris of the Americas. They were a very prosperous, very, very westernized place. And I think Americans, we tend to look at Latin America as, like, you know, third world countries. We don't think of what caused that.
Exactly.
You know, when I was a kid, Venezuela was one of the top rising economies. Brazil was one of the top rising economies. The, you know, Mexico, prior to the, you know, the introduction of basically anti, you know, what happened was they had a socialist government come in. They seized all the land from the landowners and redistributed it to the peasants, and it caused, you know, basically the problem you have of mass immigration. It was socialism that destroyed Latin America.
Yeah.
And if you understand that these are people who, you know, their heritage is Catholic predominantly, a lot of them, you know, you have Germans and you have Portuguese and you have Spanish. They're not that different than Americans in terms of racial mixing.
Right.
The way they fell to socialism could happen here. And I think a lot of them have been trying to warn us about this.
Exactly. Josh, we got a couple of minutes left here. I did want to address the documentary, The Final War. Explain that to our audience.
So that's my newest documentary, and it details the Chinese Communist Party's 100-year plan against the United States. I would say that this has been about 2 years in the making. It's taken a ton of work to make this documentary, and I think it's probably arguably the most informative I've done yet. This has been a labor of love because it's been also kind of the sum of my career investigating Chinese subversion. The Chinese Communist Party has a very terrible plan against the United States, one that has been carried on under every leader it's had, and that has included deception, compromising of politicians, compromising of businesses, and this documentary is meant to expose all of that. I really do hope everyone can watch it.
People do not understand the perniciousness of our elites, how captured they are, do they?
Absolutely not. And, you know, my work on this goes back to my career beginning as an investigative reporter, going back to 2008, when I accidentally uncovered one of the Chinese Communist Party's largest spy operations in America, which was the United Front Work Department. You know, this has been something that's been kind of front and center in my career as a journalist. And I think if people could understand the full scale of it, I think they'd go through an initial stage of just feeling sick in their stomach. And then realizing from there with clarity what's been taking place in this country, that we are being subverted. This is not just domestic corruption. This is foreign subversion to a large extent. One that goes back to even the Soviet Union and the infiltration of the colleges and so on.
Yeah.
This is being done to us intentionally. And I hope we all can wake up and see it for what it is.
Intentionally, with the cooperation of those that we've elected into office that we had hoped and prayed that they would know and do better. Joshua Phillip from Epoch Times. Joshua, tell everybody where they can go for more information.
You can go to epochtv.com, epochtv.com.
Joshua, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.